isn't a name. With craft beer breweries popping up all over Michigan, the name is one way to make your brew stand out, to stick in consumers' minds. We wonder just what goes into coming up with the perfect name for a brew. Schorts Brewing Company of Bel Air has certainly mastered the craft of cool, creative names for their offerings. Tony Hansen's Director of Brewing Operations at Schorts. Welcome, Tony.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Checking out your portfolio on the Schorts website is just plain fun when you see names like Wowie Zowie and Cinnabilly and Bludgeon Your Eye and the Fig Lebowski. How many beers do you offer and have had to come up with names for?
I think our portfolio is over 300 right now.
It's a lot of names.
We're closing in on 400 probably this year.
What to you is a good name for a beer?
I like a name that can capture the character of the beer, but also a name that is memorable, that the people will always remember that one crazy named beer that they really loved.
And I'm sure that you go into this process armed with consumer behavior studies to draw on. And I'm wondering, if I'm standing there studying bottles at the store shelves and I'm looking for something, let's say something new versus a familiar favorite, how much do you find the name influences our decision to reach for one of your bottles?
I think the name does grab some attention, especially if it's a unique name or a name that captures someone's attention and they want to find out why that beer is named. And the same thing with the art label, too. If the art label is interesting and someone wonders, why would they put that picture and that name on that beer? I have to try this beer to find out why.
Do you pick the name, decide on a name, and then match the label design and the artwork and font to go with it?
It's gone both ways. In the early days, we would always taste the beer first, but that was back when we had a lot of time between brewing the beer and packaging the beer. Now that we're moving at such a rapid pace, we normally have to have the name and packaging done ahead of time before we brew the beer. So we've gone both ways, but lately we have to pick a name and artwork first, especially now that we have to do trademark searches and make sure no one else has used that name or that image. So there's a lot of work that goes in ahead of time just to research the name before we even make the beer.
And I'm wondering, Tony Hansen, what's the process of cooking up a name like Wowie Zowie? Is it team brainstorming? Is there a suggestion box? Where does it begin?
It is very much team-based now. In the early days, it was just Joe Short or myself coming up with all the names, the beers, the images, everything. But now that we've taken on this huge team of brewers and cellarmen and packaging people, marketing people, it's wide open to everyone within the company. So we've had people from the pub, people from the production facility, people from the financial department. Anyone who has a great idea contributes names and image ideas. And it really becomes a fun part of the culture to have everyone talk, brainstorm, and then really feel proud when they are at that beer festival and someone's ordering that beer that they had a hand in making.
I have to ask, it might be asking you to pick a favorite child, but do you have a really favorite name or two that you offer?
Yeah, I really love Goodnight Bodacious. That's always been one of my favorites. To me, that one's the complete package. Like, I just feel really proud of every component of that beer. I love the name. The image is spectacular, I think. It's basically kind of a play on the Taurus constellation. So you have like this really dark backdrop of outer space, but this nice bright constellation of a bull's head. And it kind of really captures the beer itself. It's a real strong, dark beer. And the name's fun to say. I think the name's interesting and has a nice backstory about the bull, Bodacious, that was one of the most difficult bulls to ride ever in history. So to me, that one just, it's a total package, and I've always loved that beer a lot.
That's a cool name and a cool backstory. And I have to ask you about the one that jumps out at me that I said, I got to say, ask you where this came from. Admiral Ashley G. Fuglicious.
Yeah. So that one was a beer that we made for Ashley's, which I'm sure you're familiar with being in Ann Arbor. They wanted a beer with an enormous amount of English ingredients and English style. So we really went on this path of trying to create something very, very English, very proper. So we used Fuggles, an enormous amount of Fuggles. So that was the Fuggalicious aspect. And then we just kind of thought this beer kind of commanded respect. So it would be an Admiral, of course. And since we were making it for Ashley's, it became Admiral Ashley. and then Fugalicious.
Love it. Rolls off the tongue.
And that was just a one-time beer just for Ashley's. I don't know if we'll ever make it again unless they ask for it, but that's one of the beers that's a perfect example of a beer that we put a ton of time and energy into, and we release it once, and we might not ever do it again, but it was totally worth all the time and energy we put into it.
And the name is living there on your website forever. I also have to give you a high five for Evil Urges and Crunchy Grooves, because that just says it all.
Yeah, that one, Evil Urges, is another total package where it described the intention of that beer, where there was definitely some evil urges there to make just a really strong, aggressive beer. And the label is actually a rendering of my cat, who likes to try to sip out of my beer glass. So there's some evil urges there, I think. And Crunchy Grooves, yeah, I mean, that one's just all about listening to some crunchy tunes on the beach and enjoying a nice, sessionable bohemian lager.
Very interesting stories behind so many creative names. And again, it's just, as I said, fun to go to the website for Shorts Brewing Company of Bel Air and check out all those fun names. Tony Hansen's the Director of Brewing Operations at Shorts. It was great to talk with you, Tony. Thank you so much for sharing your naming stories with us.
Oh, thank you. Anytime.